Author Dale Van Atta had a professional reason and a personal reason for writing his book about Melvin Laird. Van Atta says he wanted one of the most influential political figures of the 20th century to finally get the credit he deserved. As for the personal reason,
I'm a baby boomer, and the draft lottery that he instituted saved me from going to Vietnam. And because he withdrew troops so quickly, he saved a lot of lives of baby boomers and obviously their future children.
Laird served for more than 15 years as a central Wisconsin congressman before becoming President Richard Nixon's defense secretary, because in his words, no one else would take the job. At the height of the Vietnam War, with 700,000 protesters on the streets of Washington, Van Atta says Laird displayed an unusual openness and ran into the future governor of his home state.
Nixon was kind of holed up in the White House. Mel sent a couple of his people out to check out what was going on. And then he met with the protesters, two of whom were Jim and Jessica Doyle. Jessica is his niece, and they explained their concerns to him. He was always willing to listen.
Van Atta says Laird was also listened to and feared by Nixon and his national security chief, Henry Kissinger.
He was the only person in the whole administration they were both afraid of. President Nixon and Henry Kissinger did not begin to have the friends that Mao had on Capitol Hill or in the press.
With Honor, Melvin Laird on War, Peace, and Politics is published by the UW Press. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.